Baldwin says Congress should use the power of its purse strings to get more information from the Bush administration, including a plan for pulling troops out of Iraq. She says the war clearly has not gone as planned, and the president has been sparse on details.
I don't think we should be satisfied with unanswered letters, unanswered questions posed of this administration with regard to a timeline or milestones, mile markers of success, things that we would need to see present in Iraq in order for us to be able to bring our troops home.
Baldwin says the administration also needs to evaluate the war's impact on veterans, specifically those who come home seriously wounded. She says the country has a moral obligation to take care of these people, but it's an expense that's being ignored.
The good news today is that we are saving the lives of more and more severely injured U.S. Servicemen and women. What accompanies that is our obligation to provide lifelong health and disability support to those service members, and that's something that we're not talking about as we're talking about funding and prosecuting this war.
Baldwin also says the administration has put an inappropriate burden on National Guard and Reserve troops to fight the war. She says this might prevent people from joining the Guard or Reserve in the future. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.